base, 15, or 22. In every award. Now, trustee, you may find that you have a lot of good, we have multiple awards at time, many times. We have multiple divisions of work awarded. So all awards are assessed. Some may not make it, and they'll come through with good faith effort. And you may have one award that you get a prime. So that's 100%. And depending on the value, that may make your 15% on that individual project. All that relieves that award, that bidder of, is they do not have to do good faith effort because they've already reached the goal.
Yeah, they reached it.
And their award.
Thanks.
Charles?
Yeah, is there a timeline on which we hope to achieve some of that cultural impact that you mentioned earlier?
Well, we start tomorrow.
Okay.
And start working with our campus partners and setting up the teams. And we have to be flexible in this in terms of resources. We're committed to it. And then we'll walk through. Our intent is to have in January the first quarterly report that we can look at an activity.
Mike, is there any plan in connection with other service contracts and purchases to implement any programs for goals for minorities and women?
You asked them, and Trustee Montgomery, this, I know you asked the same question. We are in the process of putting an RFP out for the broader scope, and I would say to you that your very pointed question at the committee meeting about why would you start somewhere in one sector and not create a whole broad package. My response to you on that is we had it because we're like CDB, our construction activity is like CDB, then it makes sense for us to move forward on our standalone on our first shot out of the box with contract awards. The BEP MAPB program sets a different level of standard for construction. The procurement code has its own section related to construction activity. So though we as an institution may look a lot like one entity, we have two distinct parts of our procurement. One is a capital procurement and one is the non-capital or other services and procurement. I know that Doug and Heather and I are committed to getting a RFP out, and I'll help in any way that I can to move that along. And I think what we've got is, you know, it may be more difficult. I mean, the BEP program requires 20% on non-capital. That's their goal. It's not a requirement. That's the goal they expect for contract values to go to a map, to go to both minorities at 11%. I think it's females at 8 and disabled owners with disabilities at 2%. So we're there, we're close to it. It should be out on the street, and we'll work in collaboration to make sure that we're not going against each other, but there are distinct differences between the way that we run and procure capital and our other non-capital. Bye.
Thank you.
I think, Jim, we'll keep an eye on the professional services category because as the nature of the American economy changes, that is going to become an increasingly important lever that we have to broaden the great thinking that's available in every area. So we'll continue to work with the team at the university and perhaps at the next meeting address professional services.
Can I offer one closing, Trustee Kennedy? Chairman Kennedy, is we already are requiring in our solicitations for AEs a 20% goal. So we've been doing that for, I don't know, probably about 9 or 10, maybe a year now. And we've had very, very good success with that. Now the question is, should be more? That's a different question. We use the BEP level for non-capital procurement on that. And it also is something that you need to be a little bit more careful about making that a requirement in your assessment or evaluation of your AE responses, because it cannot be a determinative part of the points that you would have in your evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, we're entering the home stretch here, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's good.
Would you all like to take a break for 5 minutes before we go into the rest of it? What's that?
Well, no. Catch a plane.
You have to what?
I got to catch a plane. So I'll
that. Okay, you'd like to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we?
Okay. We can go.
What?
Uh-oh.
Stutter step. I'm sorry to.
I'll start.
Can we just take
yeah,
okay. So.
I'll wait till you come
maybe
back.
I'd ask Francis. Would you begin the next part of our meeting with by reading a resolution?
Yes, I'll be delighted. I'd like to go to the mic. My voice is rather soft.
It's powerful, though.
I have a very special message this afternoon, and I would like to ask Chancellor Ringheiser, if he would just turn his chair this way. This is going to take a couple of minutes, so I'm going to allow you to sit. This is a resolution for Richard D. Ringheiser. To Richard D. Ringheiser, the Board of Trustees is pleased to have designated you as Chancellor Emeritus of the University of Illinois at Springfield. You will be remembered with gratitude for your contributions to the Springfield campus since assuming the role of chancellor in 2001. These include establishing the campus as an outstanding public liberal arts institution, attested to by consistently high rankings in national surveys, and by the campus's admission to the Council of Public Liberal Arts Colleges, adding facilities to the campus that included a classroom building, a research station, new student housing, the Peoria Center, and a recreation and athletic center. Attention to burnishing the quality of the academic programs and increasing student retention. Among your achievements that have enhanced the quality and scope of the academic programs at Springfield are completing the campus's transition to a four-year curriculum, fully implementing the Capital Scholars Program as a means for recruiting talented freshmen, increasing the number of faculty, adding to the number of endowed professorships, expanding the campus's online education offerings, resulting in greater national recognition of the campus in this area, and adding opportunities for international study for students. You have provided for an enriched experience for students by expanding the array of student life activities. This has included the development of athletic programs and the addition of teams in several sports that paved the way for the campus to be admitted to the NCAA Division II and the Great Lakes Valley Conference, and fostering the growth of student organizations to the current total of 80 such groups. In seeking resources for the campus, particularly in scholarships through the Brilliant Futures campaign, you have excelled and benefited the Springfield campus. Further, your efforts to make the Springfield campus a resource for the immediate community and the state have been significant. From collaborating with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in presenting scholarly programs to hosting major events for the state, such as an inaugural ceremonies for the Illinois House of Representatives and public forums for elected officials, to opening the campus's facilities to community groups. You have made the Springfield campus a recognized gathering point in the state. The board wishes to express its appreciation to you and Mrs. Ringheiser for your service as exemplary ambassadors of the university in the capital city.